We have four words to highlight now.
Suck.
Squash.
Bang.
Blow.
Those are the four cycles that an engine goes through. That is, you have to suck a volatile mixture in.
Then squash or compress it.
Ignite it to make it bang. That's what gives you power.
And blow is when you get rid of burnt gas, the exhaust.
Deliberately interrupt any of the four steps, and you have what is known as a hit-and-miss engine. These days, we use engines with sophisticated throttles, which allow for finer speed control. But up until the 1940s, hit-and-miss engines were widely used.
These old engines aren't broken, they just sound that way. Which brings us to today's sound clip. We've been featuring odd and unusual sounds that listeners have told us about.
In Alto, Georgia, there is a collection of hit-and-miss engines. Jeff Stevens is the proud owner.
These engines right here was mainly used, a lot of them was used on farms. They would run a water pump, cut-off saws, stuff of that nature right there. The bigger ones was used for oil wells. These right here was mostly a farm engine, stuff like that. This is a Fairbanks & Mars 6-horsepower Model H. It runs off of a low-tension coil with an igniter on it. The engine was made in 1912, and I've had it for about a year, and just real proud of it, and hope you get proud of it, too.
We're listening to a hit-and-miss engine. Jeff Stevens of Alto, Georgia, has 18 of them, and he says another one is due to arrive this week. The recording was made by Jim Hawkins of Atlanta.